Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. Today's episode, y'all, is going to be about, do narcissists mean the things that they say when they are angry as hell at you? Do they mean the stuff that they're coming out of their mouth when they're angry or whatever, y'all? Do they mean it? Do they mean that stuff? I know exactly what you're talking about, y'all, because so many people leave this comment or something very similar to it just in my comment section talking about asking this question like, hey, when do narcissists mean the things that they say when they are yelling and screaming, when they're angry? Do they mean that type of stuff when they're saying the evil stuff to me, when they're using your trauma against you, when they are weaponizing all the bad stuff that they've ever done to you? You know, do they mean that stuff? Yeah, y'all, me being real, I'm a self-aware narcissist, and this is me keeping it hot with you. Do they mean it? Yeah, a lot of times they mean it. Most of them mean the stuff that they say, because a lot of the stuff might be the stuff that the mean stuff that they say to you when they're angry at you, when they're yelling at you and screaming at you. The mean stuff that they're saying to you is old stuff that you've told them. This is their real thoughts. Their real thoughts about old situations are coming up right now in the moment because they're angry and they feel like they might be losing an argument, that you might be trying to hold them accountable for something. You might be saying this or doing this, and they might be right here trying to go about it in a different way. So do they mean that stuff? Yeah, y'all, they do mean it. They mean it. And I know people are like, oh, that hurts my heart. That breaks my heart. That they mean this stuff that they say to me, that I deserve for this to happen to me, that I deserve for that to happen to me, that like it was my fault that this happened to me. It hurts me, Lee, to know that. But y'all, I'll say this right here. Just because they mean it doesn't make it true. It doesn't. Just because they mean the stuff that they say does not make it true. What? Just because they say mean things to you doesn't make it true. You deserve to get hit by the car. You deserve for your dad to walk on you. You deserve for your mom to beat your ass when you was little. You think, does that make it true that you deserve that, to get beat when you were 4 or 5 years old? When you were a toddler trying to understand the world, trying to understand what the hell that chirping sound is outside the window? Get out the window sill. Bat. You deserve that? Does that make it true because they say some mean stuff to you? Do you think you deserve that? No. But Lee, they're so convincing when they say, I don't care if they're convincing when they say it. It still does not make it true. I know people say hurt people hurt people. That's true to an extent. But Ben Taylor, Raw Motivation, I know I keep shouting him out. He said something beautiful. He said, hurt people, yes. But most times it's unhealed people that hurt people. Unhealed people that are going, that have not processed their own hurt, their own trauma, are hurt people. So if I'm unhealed as a narcissistic person, right, as a narcissist, if I'm unhealed as a narcissist, right, and I have a lot of trauma, I have a lot of trauma built up in me, and I'm angry at you, who am I going to take it out on? Matter of fact, I don't even have to be angry at you. I don't even have to be angry at you. I can be angry at a lot of different people. I don't even have to be angry with you, right? I don't have to be. I can be angry at a ton of different people. But because it's me and you right here, because you and I are here together, you become a target, you know? Because you and I are here together, coexisting, trying to live our lives, you become a target because you're the closest person to me. I'm not even angry at you, but now me and you are arguing. something that happened to me in my childhood or something that happened to me a couple of months ago or a couple of years ago that I have not dealt with, I'm angry because I didn't handle that. I didn't deal with it. So it comes out on you. So yeah, I might say mean things and I might mean those horrible things that I say to you, but it does not make it true. That's why I just say, like, one of the best tactics that you can use against a narcissist, and yeah, let me preface this. This is easier said than done. It's way easier for me to say this than it is to implement this. Let's keep it hot. One of the main things, the easiest thing, well, not easiest thing, one of the things, the best things you can do when you're dealing with a narcissistic person is to not take things personally. Because a lot of the stuff that they say out their mouth is actually how they feel about themselves, and it's not really directed for you. It's not really meant for you. They're hurting. They're angry. They're mad as hell. It's something else. They could be mad at you because guess what? You found out that they were cheating on you. You found out that they were, you found out that they were spending a ton of money, and whatnot. You found out that they were doing a lot of, you found out they were still gambling. You found out they were still drinking behind your back, even though they said they stopped. You found out they were still smoking, doing drugs, whatever it was. You found all this stuff out. So now they're angry at you because you found out. So now they're going to say, oh, that's why your mom used to hit you. Because look how snoopy you are. Your mom used to hit you, so you deserve that. You deserved it. Because you invade people's privacy. I see why your dad left and never came back. Because you did this. I see why your uncle did that to you. I see why your aunt did. You see what I'm saying? They'll say some horrible stuff to you. Your trauma is on, like, your trauma is not off limits. It is not on limits. It's now, like, your trauma is on the table. Is on the table to be openly weaponized against you because my feelings are hurt. How stupid does that sound, y'all? Now, because my feelings are hurt, your trauma is now on the table to be used against you. How ignorant is that, y'all? Again, how ignorant is it? Because my feelings are hurt, because I'm hurting, how ignorant is that? How small is that? Because my feelings are hurt, now your trauma is on the table for me to use against you. That sounds silly as hell, doesn't it? Because it is, y'all. And I can say that because I've said some horrible stuff to people in the moment. And I meant that. That's why I can tell y'all that I meant the stuff that I was saying. I did. I meant it. In that moment, yeah, hell yeah, I meant it. I meant it in that moment. But this is the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people. Like, once they get caught up, once they say it, the shame will not let them take it back. Most narcissists, once they say something, the shame will not let them take it back. I can't apologize to you because now I'm ashamed. I have so much shame built up in me that I cannot take it back. You know, I can't. I have so much shame and anger built up in me that I cannot take it back because it's going to add more shame to me. And then I'll get angry. And then I have to say worse things to you to get rid of the shame. I'm afraid of shame. A narcissist's biggest fear, shame. Seems simplistic, doesn't it? Well, why do they do shameful things, Lee? Because, yeah, a lot of narcissists are impulsive. A lot of narcissists don't think they'll get caught. A lot of narcissists don't think the shame will ever come to the surface. A lot of narcissists are impulsive and think that they are smarter than everybody else. So they think what they do in the dark will stay in the dark. So when it comes to the light, the shame comes in, you know? That's why a lot of people don't understand when you're dealing with narcissistic people, y'all. This is part of it, y'all. This is part of the journey. This is part of the struggle right here. It is. So when they say something horrible to you, y'all, it's going to hurt your feelings. I know it's going to hurt. Because if you don't react to what they say to you, they'll say something else horrible. They'll say something more horrible. Oh, you going to say nothing? Bam. Strike two. You're not going to say nothing else? Bam, strike three. It's like they're lobbing bombs at you to hurt you. If this bomb didn't blow your limbs off, here comes another one. You see what I'm saying? They're going to keep doing this type of stuff because they want their reaction. They crave that reaction from you. They need that reaction from you. So they'll keep doing things like this because they know it's going to get a reaction. They know it's going to get a reaction from you. They do. They want a reaction. They want, because they know if they say mean things to you, whatever the original point was, it throws you off the point. Now we're not talking about my infidelity. Now we're not talking about my drug problem. Now we're talking about, why did I say this about your cousin that was kidnapped? Why did I say this about your dad who lost his job? You see what I'm saying? Why did I say this? So now the original topic is gone. the original point that we were talking about is now gone. Now I've muddied the water. I've muddied the waters enough to make it go away. To do it like that. I've muddied the waters enough to make it happen like that. You know? That's why I tell people so much. I want so many people to understand that when narcissistic people are out here doing this type of stuff, like, yeah, they're going to say mean things to you. But if you peel back the layers, there's something behind it. There's always something behind it. There's always something behind it. There's a reason behind it that they don't want you to discover. They want to hurt your feelings because they're hurt, because they themselves, their feelings are hurt. They're embarrassed or whatever. Or they want to throw you off the point. They don't want you to stay focused on the original point. So they'll say something horrible to you. So now you're unfocused. You see? Now you're unfocused. Now this stuff is going on. Like, so it gets into that space where you have to keep doing this type of stuff, y'all. You have to keep empowering yourself, because the more you empower yourself to not give them the reactions that they want, the more their words don't hurt anymore. Like, they're going to keep trying. They're probably going to keep trying to hurt your feelings, because that's how a lot of narcissists are built. I want to hurt your feelings because my feelings are hurt. I want to embarrass you because I'm embarrassed. You know what I mean? That's going to happen quite a bit, y'all. It's just one of those things that's going to continue to happen. One of those things that's going to continue to mess with your head. It's just that's how it goes, you know? That really is how it goes. So you have to keep empowering yourself. Even if they say mean things, just think about it. It's just like, what are they trying to cover up? Later on, because right in the moment, it's hard. If you could think about it in the moment, what are they trying to cover up? Think about it in the moment. But later on, you get a chance. Like, what were we talking about originally that got us there? And then also, what are you trying to cover up? Because they're trying to cover something up, y'all, that they don't want you to discover. It can be as simple as that. Do they mean the things that they say? Yeah, they mean it, but it doesn't make it true. They typically say these mean things to try to distract you. It's a diversion. It's like, look over here, look over here, look over here. And you look over there. You see? You forget. Now you don't. Now you're unfocused on what's going on over here. It's a mental thing, y'all. It really is a mental thing. So you have to protect your peace. You have to protect yourself. And you have to be as strong as you possibly can. So be safe. Take care of yourself, y'all. And of course, if you haven't already, y'all, hop over to Amazon. Check out our new book. Remember, it's not your fault. It's a kid's book to help you have those conversations with your children about growth, about telling them the truth, about boundaries, about abuse and things of that nature, y'all. It's called Remember, It's Not Your Fault. If you already got the book, hit the 5 stars on that for me. Get this good review, y'all. We appreciate every single person, every single one of y'all. Y'all, seriously, thank you. So thankful for y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, y'all, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you didn't know, we wrote a kid's book called Remember, It's Not Your Fault to help kids understand that they are not in control of whatever circumstances they were born into. Talk about boundaries, telling the truth, all of that stuff, y'all. It's available on Amazon right now, or the link in my description of every single video or podcast that you listen to. Thank you so much. Remember, it's not your fault. Peace.